So once I decided, I got myself a very good bike, very light, Cervelo, and it's a really it's a fast bike, so you don't get as tired. And I started training. I would train 4 or 5 times a week at the gym with weights, and also I would cycle once or twice a week, longer distances, so 50, 70, 100 kilometers during the day. And then I would just come back, and that was my training I would do on a weekly basis. At first, it was smaller distances. In the summer, I got the bike, and I started riding longer distances. In the fall, September, I rode to Gatineau in 3 days and come back. And then from then on, wintertime, I was doing a lot of spinning classes, weights. And then spring before my trip, I started doing what I just mentioned, 4 times weights, and then 1 day longer cycling day.
You had your parents with you and your son. How did that work out?
Oh, it was the best decision ever. Originally, I was going to cycle with a friend of mine, and the plans changed. And I asked my son, he said yes, he wanted to do it. And then I asked my parents, and they mentioned that they've always wanted to see Canada, and that was actually a very good way for them to see, because it's very slow pace for the car. Yeah, it was excellent. They were my technical team. My parents are very supportive. They loved cooking for me. My dad would collect wild plants and berries, and we always ate really well during the trip. I was taking my vitamins. They would always make sure that I get enough sleep, that I'm very hydrated. If anything happened, I got a flat tire twice. I had my cell phone on me, so whenever that happened, I would call. Although they weren't behind me, they would hike during the day, or they would stop at other places. I was cycling along by myself, but when I needed them, I always knew that we could catch up on the road and they would come and help me.
You tried to do more or less the same distance every day, but there were days when you broke the record. What was the record?
Yeah, that was between Calgary and Medicine Hat. It was 260 kilometers. It was amazing. It was a perfect day. And I started really late too. I started around 1 o'clock, maybe because it was just this beautiful day and it was really flat. You know, Alberta, it's really flat. I just made that decision that day, you know what, this is going to be my record day. And I felt like some energy kind of like got into my body, and I was cycling really, really fast because I was keeping a constant of 35 kilometers for 9 hours. So when I got off the bike, it was 10:30 or 11 o'clock. It was completely pitch black, and I was so shaky when I finally got off the bike. I felt that I couldn't even walk. The next day, I only had to make 40 kilometers. And that day, it happened that it was horrible, horrible wind. I was cycling against the wind. And because of all this fatigue that I felt from the day before, I was riding about 9 to 10 kilometers per hour. And for the last part, I asked my dad and my mom to drive in front of me to block the wind, because the wind was so strong that I couldn't even cycle. It really depended on weather, on the amount of sleep I got, especially on the wind, because even if it was raining, the rain is not so bad. It's the wind. If it was from in front of me, it would slow me down tremendously.
What was the most difficult part in all this?
Pain. I had a very difficult time with pain at times. My seat was very hard. It was actually getting worse and worse. The pain was so horrible that sometimes I would just ride standing because I could not sit anymore.
Which part of the country you felt was the most attractive, the most beautiful, some places where you would really like to go back?
I found the entire country beautiful. There's something amazing in every single province. I love the Glacier Park in Alberta. Banff was amazing. The whole island, Vancouver Island, was stunning. I loved riding there. Northern Ontario was one of the highlights. And then once I got closer to the east, I loved Newfoundland. flora, the plants, everything looks like from a different world. It's a very Arctic area. So everything is shorter, lots of moss, different plants that we don't see here in Ontario. And I loved Quebec. Quebec is very colorful. Lots of little houses, one beside each other. Everyone is different color. They have bakeries right on the road and all the markets and coffee shops. And it's very colorful and European. And I love that too, because I come from Europe. Even in prairies, I'll tell you, it's a grassland. So we saw antelopes. The plants are very small, but they are very fragrant. Every tiny little plant smells, and it's so beautiful and aromatic. And when I was cycling, it was just like waves of aromatherapy coming my way. Although during the time when I was cycling, they had horrible forest fires in northern Saskatchewan, and the smoke traveled to the south. So for 4 or 5 days, I was riding in a very thick smoke, ended up affecting my lungs.
You talk a lot about nature, because that's your great passion and great interest. You made all these discoveries, you wrote about it, you're planning a book.
Yeah, so I'm passionate about plants. I am a homeopath. I make my own tinctures, my oils. I even started my own cosmetic lines with wild plants and extracts from flowers that I collect. When I was cycling, I would look for plants that are edible and add them to my sandwiches, to my salads. I recognized so many plants that I only saw in books before, and not all of them grow in Ontario. So I saw prickly pear in Alberta and Saskatchewan, and they have beautiful fruit that you can eat. Or eyebright, like plants that are very rare, but in certain parts of Canada, they grow in abundance. And so I would take pictures of them. I would make teas with them. And then, yes, I'm in the process of writing a book about all the wild plants that I came across and I consumed or I used during my trip.
And what did you learn? If you were to talk about this experience as a learning experience, what would those things be that you've learned?
I learned that dreams definitely come true. And everything is up to your mind. I noticed that it's not necessarily the body that matters, it's the mind. As soon as I would change my mindset and look at beauty around me and be grateful for what I have and look for the positive side, all of a sudden I would feel my body would just feel energized. I would enjoy the ride a lot more. So the mindset, that was my biggest realization, is the most important part in life.
Would you do this again?
Yeah, but no, I don't know if I would do Canada again. My next trip is to cycle around Cuba with my dad. He bought a bike now, and he started to cycle and train. So that's something that I'm considering, doing different parts of the world, not necessarily the same distance again. During my cycling trip, I've discovered this beautiful hot spring, which is just wild spring, springing from underneath the mountain, and some local people build little basins where you can sit and enjoy sitting in hot water overlooking the beautiful view. And I got so inspired that this summer we're actually heading back there, and it's only going to be camping and hiking, no cycling, but I'm going to hop from one hot spring to the next. And my idea is to just visit all the wild springs, not the commercial hot springs. They're all over British Columbia and Alberta. Okay. Yeah.
How is Canada?
Well, Canada is a gem. It's so beautiful. I think we have one of the most beautiful nature in the world. I know there are parts in the States and New Zealand and Switzerland. There are definitely places, but I feel like Canada has it all. We've got gorgeous lakes. We've got mountains, glaciers. We've got oceans. We've got caves, we have basically anything, a desert and grasslands, we have prairies. Like, it's an incredible country that has basically anything that you can imagine. If you love nature, you can never get bored here. So many places I would just go back. I often go back to Tobermory, Bruce Peninsula National Park, because I just love the color of water and the hiking trails. Northern Ontario, Killarney, Algonquin Park, gems that we have here, and it's energizing the body. It relaxes us. It plays with our imagination, and we can explore. So that's just my passion, just exploring and adventures.
And did this trip have any influence or impact on your work? Did it teach you anything that you could put into practice in your work?
With my clients, it's always... if they come with a certain illness, it often leads to the root cause. And the root cause, believe it or not, is always mental. It's always some kind of a stress. It could be physical injury, but that's a little bit different. Like I'm talking about chronic illness. Chronic illness is 99.9% mental, and it is some kind of a thought form or process of thinking that makes the person think anxious or scared or fearful, and then over time it gets into the physical body and start manifesting itself as different illnesses. So I got that concept. It's like a knowing at this point. It's not something that I read in a textbook and I can just refer to someone's experience. It's my own experience. I've experienced that in my body, and I know that it is my truth. I'm not saying it's absolute truth, but it is my truth. So the people who come to see me, they resonate with my energy, I guess, and they understand how eliminating the root cause is helping them to dissipate the disease. And I have amazing recoveries with clients.